It leaks out and spills everywhere. That's why they burble about the show must go on. It must go on. But most of the company wouldn't even understand why anyone should ask the question. Bucket glared at the pile of what passed for the Opera House's financial records. Well, they certainly don't understand bookkeeping. Who does the accounts?
All of us, really, said Salzella.
All of you?
Money gets put in, money gets taken out, said Salzella vaguely.
Is it important? Bucket's jaw dropped. Is it important?
Because, Salzella went on smoothly, opera doesn't make money. Opera never makes money.
Good grief, man! Important? What had I ever have achieved in the cheese business, I'd like to know, if I'd said that money wasn't important?
Salzella smiled humorlessly. There are people out on the stage right now, sir, he said, who'd say that you would probably have made better cheeses. He sighed and leaned over the desk. You see, he said, cheese does make money, and opera doesn't. Opera's what you spend money on.
But what do you get out of it?
You get opera. You put money in, you see, and opera comes out, said Salzella wearily.
There's no profit.
Profit. Profit, murmured the director of music, scratching his forehead. No, I don't believe I've come across the word.
Then how do we manage?
We seem to rub along.
Bucket put his head in his hands. I mean, he muttered half to himself, I knew the place wasn't making much, but I thought that was just because it was run badly. We have big audiences. We charge a mint for tickets. Now I'm told that a ghost runs around killing people, and we don't even make any money.
Salzella beamed.
Ah, opera, he said.
Gribo stalked over the inn's rooftops. Most cats are nervous and ill at ease when taken out of their territory, which is why cat books go on about putting butter on their paws and so on, presumably because constantly skidding into the walls will take an animal's mind off where the walls actually are. But Gribo travelled well, purely because he took it for granted that the whole world was his dirt box. He dropped heavily onto an outhouse roof and padded towards a small open window. Gribo also had a cat's approach to possessions, which was simply that nothing edible had a right to belong to other people. From the window came a variety of smells, which included pork pies and cream. He squeezed through and dropped onto the pantry shelf. Of course, sometimes he got caught. At least sometimes he got discovered. There was cream. He settled down. He was halfway down the bowl when the door opened. Gribo's ears flattened. His one good eye sought desperately for an escape route. The window was too high. The person opening the door was wearing a long dress that militated against the old through-the-legs routine, and there was no escape. His claws scrabbled on the floor. Oh, no, here it came. Something flipped in his body's morphogenic field. Here was a problem a cat shape couldn't deal with. Oh, well, we know another one. Crockery crashed around him, shelves erupted as his head rose, a bag of flour exploded outwards to make room for his broadening shoulders. The cook stared up at him. Then she looked down, and then up, and then her gaze dragged as though it were on a winch down again. She screamed. Gribo screamed. He grabbed desperately at a bowl to cover that part which, as a cat, he had never had to worry about exposing. He screamed again, this time because he'd just poured lukewarm pork dripping all over himself. His groping fingers found a large copper jelly mould. Clasping it to his groinal areas, he barreled forward and fled out of the pantry and out of the kitchen and out of the dining room and out of the inn and into the night. The spy, who was dining with the travelling salesman, put down his knife.
That's something you don't often see, he said.
What? Said the salesman, who'd had his back to the excitement.
One of those old copper jelly moulds. They're worth quite a lot now.
My aunt had a very good one. The hysterical cook was given a big drink and several members of staff went out into the darkness to investigate. All they found was a jelly mould lying forlornly in the yard.